Hi everyone, this is Leslyn Keith, President of the Board of Directors at Lipedema Project and Director of Research. Welcome to Living Well with Lipedema. Today we have Kay Shepherd with us comparing sugar addiction to drug addiction and talking about the changes that occur in the brain with addiction. Kay is a specialist in food addiction and author of the book Food Addiction, The Body Knows.
So is sugar as addictive as cocaine? Now that's a question, who would even think to ask that question? However, addiction research specialist Serge Ahmed, PhD, University of Bordeaux, demonstrated that intense sweetness can surpass cocaine reward. He had cocaine-addicted laboratory rats. Now, understand, those little laboratory animals were already cocaine addicts. So he took those little cocaine addicts and he offered them a choice between sugar or cocaine. And those laboratory animals consistently chose sugar over cocaine. So let's see what Dr. Ahmed says about sugar. When society finally discovers that refined sugar is just another white powder, along with pure cocaine, it will change its mind and attitude toward refined food addiction. I think that's one of the most powerful statements I have ever heard about food addiction. When society finally discovers that sugar is just as addictive as pure cocaine, it will change its mind and attitude toward refined food addiction. It's science. This is the science of refined food addiction. And it's not just us telling our stories. This is Dr. Ahmed doing pure science. I so appreciate his work, and I so appreciate his contribution to the field of food addiction. Then we go further. These are sugar addiction is similar to drug addiction, is proven in studies by Avena, Rada, and Hobel, using laboratory rats, demonstrate that the characteristics of sugar addiction are similar to the binging, withdrawal, and craving experienced in drug addiction. Their findings indicate that sugar is potentially as addictive because it is a substance that acts on the brain circuits, such as the dopamine and opioid pathways. Well, let's see what Dr. Hobel says. According to him, dopamine is repeatedly released in sugar binging rats in a manner that is similar to the response to addictive drugs. After a few weeks of daily binging, the animals show neurochemical adaptations to the brain. Again, these changes are similar to what is seen with addictive drugs. So not only he's proving the point that I make, that during the course of our addiction, the brain develops to accommodate, support, and promote addiction. Those are the neurochemical adaptations in the brain. And Dr. Hobel talks about withdrawal. I have supported thousands of people through withdrawal. And there are many levels of withdrawal from refined carbohydrates. I would say probably 5 to 10 days is really the chronic stage, the acute stage of withdrawal, the acute stage. And then probably it would take another year to year and a half to get stable physically and for the body to adjust to living without refined carbohydrates. But during the course of that time, of course, we start to feel better. We start to feel healthier. We start to exercise and we start to really practice good, healthy practices that will support abstinence and our recovery.
Thank you, Kay. That was great to hear how sugar and drug addiction have quite a lot in common. And to you also, all of our listeners, if you haven't already subscribed to our daily flash briefings of tips, tools, and research about lipedema, you can subscribe at Apple, Spotify, Amazon Alexa, or at lipedema-simplified.org/flash, where you'll find an archive of all of our flash briefings. Thanks for listening, and I hope you will join us next time for another Living Well with Lipedema flash briefing.
Hi there. This is Catherine Sayo with a very quick an exciting announcement. Just to let you know, our three-day event, Heart to Heart, is coming up March 31st, April 1 and 2. Make sure you don't miss it. We have speakers coming from all over the world and an amazing schedule for interaction with all of the community. It's going to be spectacular. Go to lipedema-simplify.org and be sure to click the link to get more information. And we'll see you there.